וימר השם אל מוישה אמר אל הכהנים בני אהרן ואמרת עליהם לנפש לא איתמו בעמו. פרש מבנזדן אמר אל הכהנים אמר ואמרת להזר גדולים על הקטנים. That the איסור of טומאס כהנים is not only on the people themselves, זה איסור להזר גדולים על הקטנים. The Gdolim have to be in charge that the Ktanim will not be Tome. It's an interesting shaila. Rabbi Yashiv, my son was very sick. Mamash pikuach nefesh. So the doctors had to take him into a hospital. But the hospital had Mesim. So Be'ezim is the Isur lehazir Gdolim al Ktanim, right? You're not allowed to metame your kid. Or if it's pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. So I claim to say that. But the Ma'i said, the Isur is the metame the kid. Know what? Pikuach nefesh. So I could take a shikze, a goite, and I'll tell her to push the carriage in. So mele, I will not do the Isur, the tamis. It's better than a goy will do. But if you have to put on the light in Shabbos, it's better than a goy will put it on. If it's the Isur to metame the little kid, so let the shikze to metame the little kid. Why? I will mishak, what? So I'm mishane. Shabbos is ishtayin. Yeah, that's what I came to Rabbi Yashiv. And my father told me, "Enochnami, avadet kidai." And I especially want to do that. I want the schus that the kid will live. Yeah. So the more I'll be misasik in the mitzvah, Hashem will save my kid. Rabbi Yashiv told me some meratzes. Rabbi Yashiv said that if a zayvay that the kid is not mitzuve, there's no isur lehazrik gedolim al haktanim. Even though there's an isur to metame the kid, but it's only if the kid is not allowed to be nitma. But if they fight that the kid is allowed to be nitma, so there's no isur bichlal. It's not like it's an isur with a heter. The isur is to metame the kid, but if the kid has a heter to be nitma, so there's no isur to metame him. So there's no inyan to have a goita to metame. It says in the parsha, one of the azores is, lo ikrechu korcha beroisho. You're not allowed to kriach korcha beroisho. Upeas skonam lo yigaleichu. You're not allowed to take off the payas. Peas roisho is an isur to take off the payas. And it's an isur to take off the beard. So the meforshim bin dam, they state in the Maril Biskin, masma in Rambam azmei, it's masma. What is this isur of korcho lo ikrechu not to take off? That the kmorim, if the goyim, the Rambam brings it down in Hilchis Avodah Zarah, the isur to take off the payas and to take off the beard. How about it? It's only time of the crop. But the isur to take off the payas, we see in Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's brought down in the Averis from Avodah Zarah. The kmorim, if the goyim, this is the way they had like a special shave, took off the payas, they left like a little pony in the middle. Why they did it, Zog the Maril Diskin? Because when they went to the Beis HaMelches, they took off all the clothes, they take off the black gown. No one will know that he's the Kohen of the Pop, no one will know that he's a Choshev guy. So people could push him. So mainly they had a special haircut, that even when they don't have clothes on, people will know that they're a Choshev person. And like this, the people will respect them when they go. So what is the Kedoshimiyu? What is the Shaykhs? It's a very nice idea for them to take such haircuts. So what did Teira say? Zog de Maril Diskin, Aval Atem Israel. You have to be Kodosh Venivdal, that even when you don't have your clothes on you, you look like a Ben Teira. You don't have to have your clothing to show that you are Ben Aliyah. You are Klal Yisrael, even without clothing, we have to be looked and seen that we are special people, that we are Baal Emaile. We don't need the Chitzonius. A person cannot be. They say once, the Ram Maise Arista was one of the smartest, Ariston, was one of the smartest going with the philosophy. So once, they said his son was eating like an animal. Hands and feet, was like an animal. So he told him, Ariston, like you eat like an animal, no manners. He says, now I'm eating, now I'm not a Ristan. My meaning, not I'm not a Rishon. So I go back out with philosophy. My meaning, not I'm not a Rishon. A Talmid Chacham, a Choshev guy is nicker when he's in his dining room, when he's in the street. It's not the chafetz of the person is a ois, is a hacker that he's a bar mile. I mean, this k'doshim to you, you Klal Yisrael have to be nivdolim even without the chitzonius. So I wanted maybe Yom Deyem to be masbir a pshat lefi them. The famous Gemara in Amadir in the end of Perek Shvi and Ksuvis. The Gemara says that the Malachamoves came over to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He told him, "I'm going to kill you. You can have the last wish. You know, Hashem said, I have to make you rotzen in this world before you leave." So he said, "Show me my place in Gan Eden." He said, "Hold on, take you to the ride over." He said, "But I'm scared and I see your knife the whole way. I can't enjoy it. Because I, the whole time I feel it, you kill me. I can't have anor from the matzah if you're holding the knife." He said, "Take the knife." They came over, he picked him up, and he showed him the place in Gan Eden. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumped over and went into Gan Eden. So the Malachamoves hold on to his clothes. So he was landing inside, but the Malachamoves was holding on to his clothes. So he made a shvur that he's not coming out. So he must have went to Beis Din Shel Malozog, the Gemara, and they wanted to matter the nether, that he could go out. So Hashem said like this, if in this world he was matter once a nether, so we'll matter the nether. But if his dvorov is emes, that he never broke his word, so we will let him to keep his word. They checked he was never matir haneder. He was emes kol kulay. So they let him to stay inside. So the Gemara says, okay, so a person is walking in Gan Eden, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ose Eliyo Hanavi came, and he started to be machriz. Panu mokoim lebar levai. Panu mokoim lebar levai. Make place to bar levai. So the Gemara has a... So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is walking in Gan Eden, and Elio is walking in front of him. Ose Ashich on Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi bumped into Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The Rabbi Yosef al Tleisar Tichti Pize. He was sitting on 13 chairs of gold. Alamol, I mean, the suffix down was the pshat. We stand one on top of each other. Oh, there were 13 seats. They say, Omale, Atu bar Levoi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Atu bar Levi? You are the person that Elio Anovi says, 'Panu mokim le bar Levi'?" Amar lei, "Hey, yeah, I'm the person." Amar lei, "Niraso akeshes beyomecho?" Amar lei, "Hey." Amar lei, "Im kein les atu bar Levi." So Drash says, "Les atu bar Levi." Im kein. אין התורוי לקרוז הזה שאני שומע שהקשס אינו אלו אויס ברי שלו יחורב אוילו ואם יש צדי גומו בדויר אין צורך אויס. The Maharsho explains Pashas, what the Maharsho means. He told him like this, the קשס אויס ברי שלו אוילו שלו יחורב אם יש צדי גומו בדויר אין צורך אויס. So if you bar Levi, so why was the קשס? You had to save the דויר. Again, Amalei, less ato bar Levi. It can't be you bar Levi, Zalim Yom Shor Baruchai. Why? Akesh is ois bris lo ilom shelo yechoret. Vim yechzad yigom u badoir and sorry chois. So Mar Shor. And the man, if you're a tzadik, you have to protect the world, so there'll be no reason for a mabul, so there'll be no reason for a keshes. The keshes stops the mabul. But if it's a tzadik, he protects the world. So the man, there's no reason for a mabul, so there's no reason for a keshes. Zang the Gemara Velohi was not really a keshes, was an anove for Shua ben Levi. I said, Emes, my story is for anove, it's not called to lie. He was such an ish emes. But most of you allowed to show Shvorim, and that person is allowed to be Meshane. Through this Rashi is a very shvere Rashi. Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara, אם כן לס אלטו בר לוואי, אין אתה רואי לקרוז הזה, שאני שומע, שהקשס אויס בריס לאוילום שלו יחורב, אם יש צד לגום ובדוי, אין צורך אויס. Why? Because you're a tzaddik, you can protect the world. There may not be no mabos, there's no reason. Frank tzaddik Hashem mit Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, ish tzaddik, v'kol shekin b'deir shel Avram, and was a mabos. What if Shimon Bar Yochai is telling Yom Levi? If you're such a tzaddik, so b'meli you have to protect the world that the mabos will never come. So why was the keshes? The keshes is to stop the mabos. But if you're a tzaddik, gomu b'doir, there's no purpose for mabos, there's no purpose for keshes. So if I saw a keshes, it's the proof that you're not a tzaddik. Because if you're a tzaddik, you would stop the mabul anyway. So Hashem didn't have to bring the keshes. Noach is tzaddik b'deroisa v'kol shekin b'deiru shel Avraham. And even so, was a mabul. Starke kasha. This kasha I had when I was a bacher, and I asked the Rosh Hashivas in Panovich. So the Rosh Hashivas in Panovich answered me that there's two kind of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik like Noach, and there's a tzaddik like Mr. Shelach. Chazal said that when Mr. Shelach was living, there was no mabul. And when Noach, Chazal said that there's one tzaddik that he's involved with the whole oila. He's a part of the tzibul. So he protects the tzibul. There's a tzaddik that lives in his own world. He doesn't protect. Hashem brings a mabul, he puts him in a box, in a teva, the world gets a mabul, and he's protected. Chazal say, May Noach zois li, shall yispalel al doiru velo yispalel. Noach lived kilo in his own world. But we understand what it means. So he didn't have a koyach to protect. Mr. Shelah Chazal said he was mechiyach doiroi, so he had a koyach. Moses Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he learned Torah with all the sick people. Moses says later, Anoza Amoiro wanted also to take this ride up to the Shammai. So Hashem, in his Amoiro, the Gemara says, every 30 days he learned Kola Torah Kula. So Leo Anovi came to him, Malachim Moses came and said, okay, I just have one more day to finish the Chazar. Okay, I have to kill you. He said, okay, I want you to take me. Hashem said, I have to make the last question. What do you want? He said, I want to go up. He said, hey, you're planning to do what your friend did. He said, so what? Hashem said, you have to give me the last thing? So he said, listen, you learned Torah. He said, I did everything. Everything. Kitzur went through. You know, Malachim Moses was trying to find a reason not to give him this ride. He said, tell me, when all the sick people were around, you went to learn with all of them, even though it was dangerous, like Yeshua ben Levi? He said, no. He said, no. So then you don't go up. To get such a schuz, you have to mamish meisr nefesh v'kala al yisrael. Korachto b'balei ra'asom v'lomadato amar loy. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi had to protect the world if he was so involved. This is what the Panovich of Rosh Hashivas answered me. My father told me andere teretz. And I think the Marashal says it. When there's a mabul, a tzaddik cannot stop a mabul. Hashem promised when a mabul has to come, a keshes will come. What is a keshes? Ois brist. When is a tzaddik? The tzaddik is the ois. B'meli, he stops the mabul. I know it sounds very strange. I want to read the Rashi. Rashi says it. She'akesh ein atoroi lekruz zeh shanim shimea. She'akeshes einoi elo ois brist shelo yichorev ha'oilom. V'im yesh tzaddik gomur, ein tzorich ois. He said, why it's tzorich ois? Because the tzaddik will stop the... No. This is somebody pilpulim. The tzaddik is the ois. Not ein tzorich ois. Why? Because the bin no mabul, so there's no purpose. Rashi doesn't say that. Shakesh is ois brisu loilam shelo yichorev. Vim yer tzaddik gomu badoir ein tzorich ois. There's a nigga that Klal Yisrael singing like Bohima. Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro. Ki hu, Shem Bar Yochai, yeah? Kol yomov asher choyo, Ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oilom oyo adineinu bar yochai. This is my measure words. Kol yomov asher choyo, ve'amartem kol echai rabashim bar yochai, it's a whole pizman, meaning Yerushalayim. So, kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oilom oyo adineinu bar yochai. This is be'etzem what we're saying here in the parsha. What the Maril Diskin explains. K'doishim atem, a tzaddik has to be a ois. A tzaddik has to be niker in all of his anogas. Rambam said, "Derech tamidi chachomim, levushim betznias, holchim betznias, en tzoyakim barechoiv, en mesivim, en oichlim, eif Hashem oichlim." The parasha says, "You have to be that to be niker and you are a talmid chochem where you are. A talmid chochem is not only the schusim that he has; he's a ois oilo." He's the ois oilo. This is the koyach of a tzaddik. This is the koyach of a talmid chochem. This is what saves the mabul. Rashi, אם יש צדי גומור, אין צורך אויס. שם מי זה אויס? בוא נימאתם, כדוי שימתיו, לא יצאים מקורך בראשיכם. You don't have to make סימונים that be ניקה that you are מתחוכם. You have to be ממציאס ניקה. Person walks in the street. No one is around. He's in a store. What if someone will walk in now? He will think that there's a Talmid Chochem, a Choshev guy speaking now, or think there's a chill guy speaking here. No, Yeshiva is very Choshev, but when he's at the airport, he's a bit more chilled out. When he eats in a restaurant, he's a little bit more open-minded, yeah? And Kazad about Talmid Chochem is the ganze Zach. 7 days a week, 24 hours. This is Ois Oilu. This is the pshat. The keshes is when Hashem wants to be machriv the oilom. The Talmid Chochem, 24 hours is there. But could be the keshes is when 12 o'clock by night, when a lot of yidden are doing bad things. Hashem wants to be mabul. But the tzaddik is there, he's the ois. The whole time is the ois. The tzaddik is the ois, the whole time is the ois. This is a person has to mashrish. Marid is going to learn, the oimik of the love of payas. Today it became, you know, Klal Yisrael, the pace is the simon that I'm a firm person. You know, Klal Yisrael do the opposite, the kaddish is the pace, that's not only we keep the mitzvahs, big pace. But what is this whole zach? We show. When we came, so you're right, it's again, Giblim and Chitzonius, yeah? That the pace show the Yiddishkeit. But it's not stam. It's the same mitzvah that Hashem said, Ki'ilu, the goyim had a way to show that the choshuv, I don't need that way. So the way Chazal and the Hanogev Klal Yisrael is, we use that mitzvah to show that we're not makif she'aroish, and the big payas, all of that musa came that dear we left simonim that we bonim atem la'Hashem elekeichem. Even then again, it be'etzem lead to the chitzoni yeshaboy, to the outside simonim, but the temonim we call it simonim. We call the payas simonim. As an old demonisher, you have simonim, it will take you out of space from somewhere, yeah? They call it simonim. It's a simonim that you hear it. It's better with this for nivdal. But it's almost like, the shirish of the mitzvah is the opposite. Shem said, you have to have the heker. So we don't do the heker of the goyim. So, for ourselves. We added this Yiddish heker that we're listening to the Hashem, and we're not doing the outside heker. But the ikar heker has to be taken inside. Inside. This was really taken. The reason in Litten, and that kufa taken, people didn't do so much prayers. Like, the chefs of the mitzvah was the inside. This was the whole minag Litten for all the years. Yeah? The chsinim's minag alemol was, when the Baal Shem and Siatoi came in, was they felt that the klalis and the golis have to have much more chitzonius to keep people warm. The levush, there were much more magna the levush, shalishinus levusham, to make people closer to the Yiddishkeit. People were taking going off the derech, was all of their scholar was coming, all of it was terrible. So I'm saying, about it, you know, the meaning is, you know, the derech is very shvach, you know, everyone has to follow the Valamkeit. But I'm saying, with B'yasoidoi, this was Be'etzem, the Yasoid, that the mitzvah of Peyas B'yasoidoi was, don't have chitzanis. We took that mitzvah and we were mekadosh it for Heidnik mention. Chaim Shmulevitz had a shmuz. He spoke about against a kind of group of people here in Eretz Yisrael. Not against, they took it out from the shmuzim because he didn't mean to say it, it just came out, yeah? But it was one group here in Klal Yisrael, Choshev from the Yerushalmis, that by them the bar mitzvah kid already wears the shraim. Chaim Shmulevitz didn't mean to speak against them. But there's a group, I'm sure you see them in Shabbos. Chaim Shavi said, you know, a person that wears the shtreimel when he was 13 years old, so when he's 25 he could go to the garbage, he had to put the shtreimel also. Because he doesn't have a chashivis for the shtreimel. The mind of the shtreimel is that when he's 20 years old and he goes on Shabbos, he behaves like a choshev yid. So the mind of the levushim, he said, is that people put on choshev levushim is a person feels he's going with a choshev levush, he will not sit in the street. Ganze levush, shmoyin abgadim. He will behave. So he said, you know, you can't start it from a young, because the guy doesn't feel chashivus to the clothes. But the Yisrael of the Shmuz was two zachim. The Yisrael of the Shmuz was that a person has to know the Levushim today is a chetim to keep the person nivda. Lehavdil, by the goyim, the koyma needs the whole time thing that people will know that he's a koyma. We have to be primius. Vayel is a shvach edoy. So b'meile, this is the reason the Yeshiva Bocha has to go the whole time with a hat and jacket. It's not only because it's the Yer Shomayim. Person goes with a hat and jacket, he behaves different. It's a benteira. The levush keeps the person to go. It says in the parsha, at the end of the parsha, Chaim Shmulevitz would cry in the shmuz. Vayeitze. It says, Vayeitze ish, end of the parsha. Vayeitze ish. ויצא בן איש הישראליס ובשמיץ ובתוך המחנה ויקוי בן האיש הישראליס את השם ויקל. He went out and he cursed. He cursed בשם השם. יקי יויסי אס יויסי. Not allowed to even say the motion how he did the klole. And he was חייב מיסה. ויצא, פרקט רשי from where ויצא. It's פרק חוב דלת פוסקיות. ויצא בן איש הישראליס. זאת רשי ויצא. מהיכון יוצא? רב לוי אומר מוילומו יוצא. רב רחי אומר מפרשה של מעלה יוצא. מסניס נאומרו מבייס דינוי של מוישה יוצא מחויות. בוא ליטו אוי אלוהי בתוך מחנדון. He wanted a park in מחנדון. אומרו לו, מעטיף חולקן, ינף מבני דון. Because his mother was from Don, but his father was a מצרי, really. נכנס לבדינוי של מוישה ויוצא מחויות. Omad v'gidef. He was Yotzer Chayev, Omad v'gidef. He started to make color. What is the Shaychus? Zohar Chaim Shlevitz stated a big Yisoid. A person a lot of times gets a clap. And he doesn't know how to handle the clap. So he falls down and he starts to be make color. It says like this. A Yisoid in Avodas Hashem is to soften the clap. Now we'll explain. So you take a cup of glass and you put it on the table and you give it a very light push to the floor. You know what happens to it? It smashes. Why it smashes? Floor and cup don't get together. So why when you take a cup and you put it nicely on the floor it doesn't smash? But it's not on the table. It's only on the floor. It's not so bad. So why when the cup fell to the floor it smashed? The Torah says cup could be on the floor. It's not so choshev, but nothing can happen. But if it falls to the floor, it smashes. A bocher could be in a choshev madrege. Could have a yerida. But if he falls, it smashes. Vayetze. He wanted to be in Shevet Dan. He was trying to be a part of Klal Yisrael. He got to know. Relax. He got a clap. He didn't know how to handle the clap. In a second. It says, Shaul HaMelech. Chazal say, he was sent to kill the Amalek. You know, they saved a couple animals, Agag and Agag, from that really Haman came out. He comes back, Shmuel says, Hashem tells Shmuel, he didn't listen to me, Ois Melech. So Shmuel comes, tells him, comes Shmuel, Anovi is coming, Shaul HaMelech goes with Gans Klal Yisrael, Shaul meets Shmuel, Baruch HaKimoisi Yezvar Hashem! HaKimoisi Yezvar Hashem! Shaul is sure that he's the right person. Baruch atol Hashem, Chazal say Shaul ben Shona b'molchoi, ketinuk ben Shona b'loichet. Shaul HaMelech. Hashem chose them, you know, it's not like it was election and he was voted to be king. From Gans Klal Yisrael, Hashem decided he's the most choshveir. But Alemailas, ben Shona b'molchoi, that was David. But the first choice was Shaul. Then, Shaul, so Hashem chose David. To understand the Madrege of Shaul HaMelech. Shmuel tells him, "Makol atzoyla nishemeh." I hear some chef salach. Yeah, shechom alom to bring korbanes. Aber v'asham, we did lo kiyam v'nirotzon Hashem. Shmuel tells him, "But you know, lishmoya mizevach toiv. You know, Hashem wants to listen. Says shechom alom, they wanted to bring him. Makim korbanes. A gag I bought for you that you could chop him yourself. And I can moiz it v'asham." Shmuel tells him, "I'll tell you what Hashem told me. Hashem told me he doesn't want you to be a melech anymore." ויקרא, אז ביגדו, ויאמר, חוטוסי להשם. To the hidden chap. So Shmuel goes to go run away. So Shaul holds on his clothes and he says, listen, but חבדי לי לא נגד האום. come with me to give a show, we'll mishtachve together, don't run away from me. Shaul HaMelech, it's not embarrassed to ask Shmuel, please, you know, fake it, you know, Hashem doesn't like me anymore, fake it, come with me, give me the covet. Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel HaNovi, and Shmuel says, I'll go with you, no problem, I'm coming. Zogim Chayshe, he told him, I got a clap, I was Bchir Hashem, and I'm Ois Melech. If you will not stand with me now, you know what will happen to me? I'll be a Pikoyas in 5 hours. I'll get such a clap, I know what will happen in the end. I'll start to kick. Come with me. Soft in the feeling. A prison lapel gets a clap. Things are not working out. So Chaim Shulevitz, go to the side, go a second, speak to a friend, speak to someone, soft in the feeling. If you don't soften the feeling, says in the Egel, Soru Maher Min HaDerech, also Lem Egel Maseicha. Says the secret. Moshe didn't go, Pseida. Very sad, where's Moshe? We don't know what to do. Soru Maher, they dropped. Next thing is the Egel. It was not Soru Maher, it would take a couple of weeks, nothing would happen, they'll manage. Moshe died, Isaac could manage, being someone else. It was a Zetz. Soru Maher Min HaDerech, also Lem Egel Maseicha. The koyach of the Yitzhar HaBochim misses a mola day, misses 2 days. Finish. Yitzhar gives him bitzu brochim. When you tzubrochim, you lose all of your minus. Zog the Gemara, me'eichon yotzo. How it came, a person could mekal the ribayin. Yake yoisi, yes yoisi. How it could be? No yamin bo, lisan the ribayin shalaylam. You course, what do you help? You course, chas v'sholem. Klapi malach, you gain something, but what? Your course can't do nothing anyways. You know, if Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone is Yiddinich, man, they'll kill you. He got a Zetz. Me'eichon Yotzo. Where is the Zetz? So there's 2 secrets. Aveira Gereres Aveira and Zetz Gereres Aveira. Aveira Gereres Aveira and Zetz. And the Yitzhar has a koyach to give you Zetz. He sometimes puts all of his koyaches that you will miss the first day of the sugi. You will not chap this sugi. You will not chap the Rebnochem. You will not chap the beginning of Pesach. So look, he doesn't mean, oh, I can't anymore. Things are not going. And that, you come to your apartment, the dira, someone will do it, it's bad for you, and then you'll be missing something, and lunch, punk, and that day, so, everything is wrong. Boom. So, Umayar Min HaDerech. Me'eichon Yotzo. You lose it in Teira. You see it today. People go to, they have a Rebbe, a Rav, for 40 years. Rav says something, they get so upset. 2 minutes the machlekes, they leave the shul, everything is over. They know later they did a mistake. Stop. So you say the Avodas Hashem. Chaim, he said this Moshe Alamo. You take a cup, the cup could be on the floor, it's nothing dangerous, people could step on it. About it, you have to take care of it. Don't leave cups on the floor. Don't leave the bracha on the floor. And the floor things could break. But it could survive. But if it falls, and you don't get yourself ready to the nefilah, to the way that it comes down, then you could lose the ganze zach. Then you could lose the ganze zach. The secret, the koyach is not to let her have a nefilah. Not to let her have a nefilah. I'll finish with a vote. It says at the beginning of the parsha, Kim l'sheiro Yaakov elo le'imoi ule'ovi ve'lebnoi ve'libitoi ve'le'ochi. To the mother, to the father, the son, and the daughter. So the shaila is, l'chur, a father has to come before a mother. A zachor is alamo before in a cave. Al p'yuchtu yuminei ve'bei. It says, le'bnoi ve'lebitoi. To the son and his daughter. It's alamo, zachor is kein in a cave. More from that, this is in Pasuk Beis. If you go later to Pasuk Yud, sorry, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. In Kohen Gadol, Al kol nafshi smeis lo yovoi, le'oviv ule'imoi lo yitamo. So it says the father before the mother. But it says to be nitma, it says le'imoi ve'le'oviv. When it says not to be nitma, it says not to the father and not to the mother. Not to the father and not to the mother. So, I think the brief from the stipler. The stipler says like this: Chazal say alamol, the makya ovi, when someone hits his father, it's not a vade that it's his father. How he knows for sure that it's his father. But the mother is for sure. The mother is for sure. So it's more none to say that you're allowed to be tamed to your mother than you're tamed to your father. Because the mother is a vadai and the father is a suffolk. So first you say the vadai, then you say the suffolk. Even as shtikla ore, because if it's not my father, so I'm not a kohen. You understand? But I'm allowed to nitma to my mother. My mother, well, maybe it's not a different kohen, it's not Miuchas Achrov. So I made it, like a stipler, the chiddush is le'imoy, pshite, and even le'aviv, you're allowed to be nitma. When it says the kohen gadol is not allowed to, so the father is only a roif. And he's even not allowed to his mother. So when you say you're allowed to, it's a bigger chiddush to the mother. And as a smaller chiddush to the mother you're allowed to, and even to the father you're allowed to. But when it says you're not allowed to, so then it says fakir, you're not allowed to your father, and even to your mother you're also not allowed to.